What's going on, Joe?
Oh, I'm just checking to see what the canoe routes are to the stadium for Saturday.
Goodness sakes.
It's ridiculous.
Maybe able to, you know, that tunnel going into the stadium would be like a water slide from the Star Walk, the top of there over by McGugan.
Take the General Jackson down to downtown and then just turn up Broadway and stay on it, I guess. I don't know. There you go.
All right, well, getting ready for Saturday and Vanderbilt, Georgia. Have you seen much of practice? And if so, what's kind of stood out for you this week?
I spent quite a bit of time at practice last night. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes one of the things that will actually help a little bit with concentration is the rain. You know, you have to focus on everything just a little bit harder because the ball gets slippery, and so receivers really have to focus that much more. Ball carriers do. Quarterbacks do. So a couple of days practice in the rain might not have been a bad thing for what Vanderbilt has been ailing them lately. You know, one of the things you noticed, you know, Jared Hawkins did not dress yesterday, has not practiced this week, and really it's going to come down to today. He's got to practice today if he's going to play on Saturday. And I think the odds of that are about 50-50 right now. We'll just wait and see. That's been a very frustrating process. It really hasn't changed. But we'll know after today whether or not he's got a chance to play on Saturday. Other than that, it's kind of been business as usual. One of the things that I've always kind of admired about this team is if you don't know the record, you usually really can't tell whether they're on a five-game winning streak or on a losing streak. They seem to go about practice pretty much the same way in a very businesslike and level attitude, and that's kind of what's been going on this week.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Jeff Fisher and Bobby Johnson singing the same tune, Stand By Your Man. Bobby saying he's going to stay with Larry Smith as the number one quarterback. What I wanted to ask you, Joe, is do you think Bobby learned from the last couple of years when he kept shuffling in quarterbacks that may not be a good thing, and that's one of the reasons why he's sticking with Larry and may not be going to Mackenzie Adams?
You know, at first I thought that, and certainly there are issues that come up if you start playing musical quarterbacks. You go from having, you know, two starters to none, you know, really. I don't know if that so much last year had an impact, because last year was a little bit different scenario. Chris was primarily because of injury that they kept having to replace him because of that chronic shoulder injury that he had. So it was almost as much a had-to, you know, issue as anything else. I think Bobby's pretty much always been a guy that wants one quarterback. He wants one starter. And the thing that he has kept saying and he's kept preaching to me and to everybody else is, yes, Larry has made some mistakes, but this is not an issue of just this being one person's fault. You know, this is a combination of a lot of things, and so he has stuck by that. You know, I do believe, I think maybe we were a little surprised. I think the only game where I was really kind of surprised that maybe they didn't give Mac a chance was the Mississippi State game. I thought maybe the way that game was going and the way it was being played down the stretch that you might see him in the fourth quarter, but that was not the case. They're very confident in Larry. They think he's getting better every week. And they've just seen no reason to make a change.
Joe, I think you may have mentioned this earlier in the week, but for baseball, the Black and Gold Series has been expanded this year, correct?
Expanded to five games if the rain ever stops. We're supposed to start tonight. As a matter of fact, at 6 o'clock, they're playing tonight at 6, tomorrow at 6, and then Sunday at 1, Monday at 8, a late game, and then Tuesday at 6. They delayed the start of practice because of weather, and when they delayed the start of practice, Tim thought he would expand the Black and Gold Series from three games to five. So it's always a good time. It's a good chance to get out and get a good look at some of the young guys for the first time. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, when this season rolls around, you know, the whole infield comes back. So a lot of veterans there. You've got Sonny Gray coming back to kind of anchor your pitching staff. You've got to replace Mike Minor. There are going to be some battles there. You've got to replace Caleb Cotham. So those are going to be two big issues. And the other issue is who's going to start in the outfield. Joe Loftus is back, but a couple of guys, you know, Little and White are gone. So there's going to be some competition for playing time early on this season.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, see you tomorrow.